Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Peggy Smedley, an award-winning journalist and technology expert. During her 25-year career, she has extensively covered IoT, manufacturing, construction technology, and most recently, sustainability, circularity, and resiliency. She is founder and president of Specialty Publishing Media, editorial director of Construe Tech and Connected World, and radio host of The Peggy Smedley Show. And her new book is Sustainable in a Circular World. And Peggy, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to talk to you.
Hey, you bet, and really looking forward to hearing from you and learning a few things from you as well. So for starters, tell us, what has led you to write Sustainable in a Circular World for starters? And if you would, share a little bit about the work you do that has brought you to this point. That's a great place to start today.
You know, it's a really an interesting time, and thank you for the great question. You know, it's really hard if you think about what's going on in the world today to really grasp the magnitude, as I always tell people, about the confluence of all these forces that are creating all of this disruption around us. Since the Industrial Revolution, we have never seen such destruction of the environment and the continued environmental changes that we're seeing. You know, we talk about the heat, all the climate change, everything that we're experiencing in everywhere, the global environment. But we are now experiencing, I like to say, this global gold rush as the world moves, and it's the expression I use, from gray to green. And we need to kind of protect our people, and we need to protect our planet from all the devastating impacts from the rising seas, spiking temperatures, extreme weather, and climate impacts, I think, that are destroying our environmental, human, social, and economic, the way I put it is development worldwide. So if we think about that, that's the moment we're at right at this time in history.
And certainly some strong points made to kick things off here today, and certainly a lot going on in the world today, no doubt about that. Now, in the book, you talk about the forces shaping sustainability, including generational differences, and that certainly is a big case right there. Why is now such an important time to recognize the different generations and the role they play in sustainability?
This is probably my favorite part of the discussion, because I like to say, for the first time in history, we have five generations in the workforce, and I think most people don't recognize this. In a book, I'm suggesting that understanding these generational differences will help close the gap in the discussion about climate change. Communicating and getting everyone on the same page requires a deep understanding of all the players, how we think. And it means helping each individual, company, country be heard while having their objectives be met. You know, especially when we're talking about the damage that has occurred to the Earth's natural environment, again, since I mentioned earlier, since the Industrial Revolution. So preparing and everyone on this understanding, you know, whether you're a baby boomer, a Gen X, a millennial, or Gen Z, you know, perhaps even more importantly, we all need to understand that each generation ages into the next generation, influencing and swaying our behaviors, all while our thinking about the environment changes. So that's exactly what we're experiencing today. But I would bet if you ask one generation about climate, they have a different view than another. So that's kind of our discussion, that why I like that point in the book.
Yeah, I never stopped to think about there being five generations. That's quite interesting, and certainly a lot of impact there and a lot to talk about around that topic as well. If you would, tell us a little bit about the screener generation.
That's probably, I also loved, there's Generation Z is what everybody calls them, but I kind of coined them now as the screener generation, because they're between the ages of 2005 and 2019, or some say 2012, but think about what's happened today. We have a generation of screeners that have done nothing but look at computer screens, smartphones or iPhone, the iPhone screen. And during COVID, they had little supervision, you know, while parents tried to work. We talked about they weren't going to school, what was happening here. And their world really changed. It's disrupted. I'll be very curious in 10, 15 years, what do we say about that generation? You know, we had a latchkey generation, but now we're talking about a generation of screeners. But this is truly a socially engaged generation that is so connected. They're so passionate. In the older generation that we're still talking about, the Gen Z screeners, as I just said, they're passionate about inclusion and diversity. They influence brands and buying decisions, and they believe people and technology will solve climate change, their social equity, water problems, the digital divide that we have. You know, they're very much about collaboration. And here's a very important point. While millennials, which are now getting into the leadership role, you know, are called activists and demand change, Gen Z or the screeners, they watch it and they seek it, you know, and it's very interesting. You know, if you look so much about this, you know, I always say Stephen Covey wrote some really good points that he said, begin with the end in mind. Young people want to solve problems. And I think that's what's interesting. So for 30 years, innovators created all of these computers that they're now glued to, these computer screens and everything. So we've now created this make, take, waste society that screeners and Gen Zs now have to solve.
Certainly an interesting topic and a lot to think about around this today. We're joined by Peggy Smedley, the author of her new book, Sustainable in a Circular World, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Peggy, how can we move from our current throwaway economy to a more circular economy?
Well, think about this. You know, we've amassed all this stuff. I mean, I will bet if you looked in your home right now, you've got a lot of stuff. But where does that stuff end up when you don't want it anymore? It ends up in a landfill, you know, one landfill after another. And I'll bet you when you've driven to work over time, you see a landfill. You know, the direction of all of this flow, like carbon in the atmosphere, you know, and plastic in the ocean, has been drawing considerable concern. Because, you know, if you think about it, it's all linear. You know, the take-make linear model was successful for decades. And we've seen the value that it's created, the economic system that by producing and selling all of these products has been made possible. But until now, it's been without regard to our planet. That's what we have to think about. So we saw many highly productive manufacturing factories prosper, many factories prove plentiful, and the take-make systems really worked. As humans, we became comfortable with all of these things. Now, today, all these connected things and making more things and then more things after that, you know, and it's exactly, you know, and now what has happened? We've become a throwaway society. And I think what we have to think about now, the words like circular economy, sustainability, climate change have all become parts of now of our everyday nomenclature that we have to think about because of what we've created since the Industrial Revolution. And that's what we now as a society have to stop. We don't need everything. We have to change our mindset and be different citizens.
Yeah, thanks for your input on that. That is much appreciated and helpful. Now, in the book, you explain that we need to move from gray to green. What do you actually mean by that? Get into that.
Well, let's go back to that discussion that you just asked me about, Eric, because we just said we've acquired all of these things. You know, we really need to be improving our ecosystems. So moving from gray to green means a cleaner to a greener approach. So like I always said earlier, this global gold rush. And more of us have to be taking less about taking away from our natural environments and putting back and giving back to our natural resources. The more companies, governments, individuals think about that, starting thinking about being green, less about us taking away from things. So, you know, we've been taking away from everything in our environments. You know, we cut down trees, you know, we're throwing plastic bottles into the oceans, we're destroying our fish. So we need to be thinking about what we can do about making things better and cleaner. And you've been hearing about there's a lot of work being done, especially when achieving climate change and reducing current levels from the 1.5 degrees Celsius to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, you've heard a lot about the SDG goals, and those are going to be doing a lot to help us achieve those. I mean, here's an example. Construction materials, concrete, always the material of choice in building, but sometimes it's a horrible carbon footprint. It's energy intensive. So we have to start thinking about what are new things that we can put in the environment? What are better ways to improve? It's not we need to use it all the time, but what are better ways to create and produce new materials? And I think that's the objective we need to consider going forward.
Really do appreciate your bringing that up. That is a major factor, especially today. And thanks for making mention of that as well. And even taking that further, how is technology going to play a role in climate change? Get into that.
Well, if we think about how we've designed things, we never, and it's the same thing with all of our connected devices, we never thought about the end first. You know, what's the end use? So we have to start designing and restoring, and that's kind of the tagline of my book. We have to design and restore natural ecosystems through innovation. But sustainability starts with design. We must build better from the beginning, and we must think about more circular and eradicate the original linear thinking of make, take, waste. We must start with the premise for every industry to succeed, design must be at the core. And I'm not necessarily sure that we've done that up to this point. So we need like digital transformation. We need to think about how we're going to use IoT, AI, data, digital twins that can help us do all these creative things to transform the way we do things, our energy companies, you know, the way energy systems lower the cost of decarbonizing the supply and demand of electricity and the workforce. And once we do that, that's how we're going to be able to transform our net zero program and that journey that we're talking about. Here's another example. I always like to give examples. Even today, as you and I are talking about or we've been hearing about, TK Elevator is working with the DOE on a pilot project to pursue low to zero carbon strategies at manufacturing and buildings within a two-year time frame. Now think about that. They're manufacturing elevators, they're building, they're working to do better things, and there's lots of companies like that. I even wrote about them in my book, but there's other companies figuring out how they can do better things, and that's what we need, more companies to continue to step up and do that.
Peggy, certainly has been great to have had you with us. An interesting topic and conversation. Of course, your book, Sustainable in a Circular World, sounds like a must-read. And again, we thank you for all you're doing in this space as well. One last question for you. How can environmental, social, and financial all come together to build up the digital age and lead to real transformation?
Well, it's like everything if we think about this. This metamorphosis is pushing companies and individuals to make significant transformation. And I think we're going to see this from now till 2030 to 2050 as everybody starts going to their scope, scope one, scope two, scope three. And I think as we start understanding that ESG is upholding corporate governance goals, capital markets, you know, reviewing their and identifying risk, investing, philanthropy, you know, understanding what they have to do, how do they measure their goals, how do they set distinct objectives, understanding the governance and the guidelines. You know, there's a difference between best practices and there's a difference between what those guidelines. And I think everybody's going to understand that. And once you as a company and as an individual get involved, you'll know what your role is. And the good news, the more we talk about it, the more people get involved and the better we're able to understand, the better we will achieve sustainability and circularity.
Peggy, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on your book, places where they could purchase the book, as well as more information on yourself. Where's the best place online to do so?
Eric, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I've really enjoyed that, and it's a great discussion. You can certainly get my book on Amazon. You can learn more about or online at sustainablecircularworld.com. And my show, just like what we're talking about, the PeggySmedleyShow.com is available online and podcast, and Connected World and ConstructTech.com. And you can get all kinds of information about what's happening on any of the technology and innovation. So, again, thank you for spending time with me today and helping me get my new book out there, Sustainable in a Circular World. I hope more people pick it up.
Well, after hearing all this information, who wouldn't want to pick up that book? Peggy, really appreciate your time, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Peggy Smedley, the founder and president of Specialty Publishing Media, editorial director of ConstruTech and Connected World, also radio host of The Peggy Smedley Show and author of her new book, Sustainable in a Circular World. And for all the details, visit SustainableCircularWorld.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.